Welcome to the Taylor Report. It is CIUT 89.5 FM. I'm Phil Taylor. Today we're going to talk to a couple of very sharp journalists, Danny Haifong of Black Agenda Report contributor, and by the way, he's got a new book, will be coming out in April. We're going to probably ask him about that as well. He's he has written a review of Fred Jerome's book about called The Einstein File, which has been updated and is published by Baraka Books. And in the second half, we're going to talk to Eve Engler, who has a new book, and he's also coming to Toronto to give talks. He's touring, and the title of his book is Left Right, Marching to the Beat of Imperial Canada. And that'll be coming up, as I say, at the halfway point. We will be talking to Danny Haifong, we hope, soon. And I just tell you, I think the news today, interesting news, is that the government of Holland has decided they are going to withdraw support for the people called the White Helmets. That's kind of important. It's a, what you might call, a straw in the wind, an indication of further problems in the Imperial Center. This is Taylor Report. It is CIUT. It's 89.5 FM. And at about 5:30, we're going to talk to Eve Engler. But just before Danny came on, I was mentioning a news matter, and I want to underline it because the Canada's role in all these things is always interesting. And recently, Chrystia Freeland, Prime Minister Netanyahu, King Hussein of Jordan, and a British army officer who is sort of specialized in black ops, I think we could say, the man who created the White Helmets, they all combined to quickly remove people called White Helmets out of Syria, through Israel, over to Jordan, and now into, apparently, oblivion for the time being. But at any rate, the question is who they really are, and the evidence is pretty much overwhelming that they work hand in glove with the ISIS operation. And the government of Netherlands has made a decision to withdraw its support. So that should be noted. And we have what they call Canadian politicians, they should do the same. They should raise in the parliament, who are these guys, and why is the Netherlands on this why is the Netherlands pulled out, and shouldn't that cause Canada to take a pause, take a step back, and take a look at this, because they've all been very dismissive. Instead, they've embraced them. Who they're embracing reveals a lot about Canadian foreign policy. We're going to be talking to Eve Engler in a few minutes, but we're going to take a brief break and a little music. I predict it might be Lee Morgan, perhaps not, but and we'll come back and talk to Eve Engler. And this is the Taylor Report, and it is CIUT, and it's 89.5 FM. And I'll tell you again, the news of the day is that the government of Holland, Netherlands, these countries who can't make up their mind what their name is, bother me. But anyway, has withdrawn support for the so-called White Helmets, who are getting ready to do a propaganda number to help smooth the way to U.S. Action, U.S.-French-British action. They're threatening. Very dangerous times, and provocation is very likely. I hope everybody's alert to that fact. I'll give you a sports note. I don't know anything about it, but Serena is right. And something's got to be done. I think she's a perfect illustration of Black Lives Matter in sport. She's really, and bless her heart, she's a very brave person, and she's she can win this battle because she's very talented and very bright, and everybody should get behind her. This is the Taylor Report, and I want to thank Byron, and we'll see you next week.